There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Not be infringed. 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 Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code has got this thing called the Contact Series. I tried to do what the Contact Series does effortlessly. Quite clumsily, with my ISIS welcome back. They made it smaller. They made it better. Check out the Contact Series at tacticalholsters.com. My newest sponsor out there is a company called Second Call Defense. You haven't heard the campaign begin yet because it hasn't begun. But these are very energetic people. They're out there doing all kinds of things besides, you know, waiting for that second call, waiting for you to make the second call. And my next guest is, I believe, in Ohio training teachers currently in Ohio, joined again by Sean Maloney. Good morning, sir.
Bill.
Are you training teachers today?
Yeah, I'm involved with Buckeye Farms Association course, and we have a faculty administrator safety training and emergency response program where we teach teachers how to handle active shooter situations, everything from defending their children with firearms to the application of the emergency trauma first aid that they need until help arrives.
I've been dying to tell you this. I looked at that top 100 Second Amendment advocates list, and your guy from the Buckeye Firearms Association, he should be in the top 10.
You know what, Jim Irvine, he's down here with me today also. When he's not flying to friendly skies, and he is an airline pilot, and he is one of your armed protectors in the air,
right.
He's doing something in the state of Ohio, actually all over the country now. We're bringing FASTER to the states that are calling on us, and we have some people from Tim Knight from Colorado, now of Tennessee, is here because he's interested in a program and spreading it, along with all the teachers we have throughout the state of Ohio. We've had them from Pennsylvania. We've had them from Colorado, Tennessee, Kentucky. So, you know, it's spreading out there. We've been doing this for 3 years in the state of Ohio. It's always been the law in Ohio that a school board can decide to arm staff or anybody they want, and nobody just took advantage of it, really, until after Sandy Hook. And we have hundreds of school districts in the state of Ohio, unbeknownst to most people, that are actively protecting our children, finally.
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about that in depth. I just have you looked at that list that News – you're talking about the one that Newsmax put out?
Yeah, I got that list. I think Jim's around 80 or something in there. And, lists are lists, and – of course, none of us do things to be on the list, but there's some great names on that list. And, you know, we can all argue about the order of everything, but just so everybody keeps getting out of bed in the morning and protects our constitutional rights, whether it's you on the radio spreading the good word or somebody at the coffee shop talking to their friends and saying, hey, we've got to make sure we get out and vote. That's so important.
Now, see, I don't think I should be on the list, simply because I just talk about the stuff that people that should be on the list do. But, I mean, when you look at the list, and I don't understand why you wouldn't be on the list. I don't understand why Tim Knight would be on the list, given what happened in Colorado, or Victor Head, for that matter. Did you notice that Alan Gura is not on the list, the attorney Alan Gura?
You know, probably The people that aren't on the list who are more glaring, you know, Dick Keller, for example. If you know the true Dick Keller story and what that man did for us for 15 years of his life,
right,
make sure that Heller versus Washington, D.C. took place and that people recognize the fact and our government recognize the fact that they don't make the rules and it's an inalienable, God-given right for us to keep and bear arms and protect ourselves. You know, you wonder why people aren't on there, but you know, we all know who we are, so and that's why we do things.
Well, anyway, I just think Mr. Irvine should be like, I think he and Dudley Brown should change places. I don't even think Dudley Brown should get his spot.
He shouldn't be on the list. He shouldn't be. We could have a whole show on that.
Yeah, we could. And we probably will later on down the road. Anyway, I want to get into what it takes to train a teacher, and then we'll get into some second call defense stuff. But, I mean, really, truly, a trained up group of teachers. I can't think of anybody that would be a better first responder in a school than a teacher.
Well, you know, and after Sandy Hook, we were all talking on the telephone, and we were all devastated. Who couldn't be touched? And then we started thinking, you know, enough is enough. We know the only way we can protect our children. And we know that depending upon whether it's Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Columbine, we know that once every 8 seconds, once every 5 seconds, someone's dying in a situation like that, and the only thing that will save our kids' lives is the immediate response of somebody who's there, whether it's a janitor, a principal, a teacher, it doesn't really matter, but someone needs to be there. If you look at Sandy Hook, it was over 5 minutes before anybody even got around to making a 911 call. Now, the response time was great. For whatever reason, the school wasn't entered into immediately or right away, but it was all over. And it's and that's something that happens time and time again. And knowing what we know about these lone shooter types or these active shooters, they don't ambush people. They're not looking for a gunfight. They're looking to slaughter innocent victims to get a count. And unfortunately, or fortunately, the cowards, when the good guys arrive, they commit suicide. And
right.
It's not that difficult to train a teacher. I mean, the mindset is there. Think about Sandy Hook and that young, beautiful principal running down the hall into a hail of gunfire just to do anything to save her children. Now, put a firearm in her hand and ask her to do the same thing. Undoubtedly, without question, any of our teachers in America would do that. They love our kids so much. And it's important that when we hand our children off, that we make sure that they're going to be cared the same way that we as mother and fathers would care for the kids, and that's what we're trying to spread.
Well, I mean, in Sandy Hook, after he breached the atrium, there was a point where before he started going into classrooms where a teacher roaming the halls came up behind him.
Oh, absolutely.
And she had a radio, but if she'd had a gun, she could have capped him right there. I mean, and stopped what was already horrific. But, I mean,
undoubtedly, having an armed staff, an armed teacher, an armed janitor, anybody with the ability to take care of the situation is the best thing we do. And John Benner at Tactical Defense Institute created the program. He started one of the first multi-jurisdictional SWAT programs in the country years and years ago. And he's been training both police officers and citizens in the proper use of firearms and how to protect each other. And at the same time, when we're all having this conversation, he said enough is enough, and I'm not sure who contacted who first, if it was Jim Irvine contacting John Benner or if it was vice versa, but it all went into motion. And I was just in a school district on Monday evening in executive session starting the laying the groundwork for another school to do that, educating them, advising them that they're allowed to do it by the law. It's legal in the state of Ohio. It's the law. And I remind people, it's not anything secretive. That means that it's been through committees in the House and in the Senate. It means that it's been voted on. It means that a governor took the time to say this is a good idea and signed it. And I want to remind people that that was out there in Ohio. And it was spreading, and it's spreading continually. We've done the same thing in Pennsylvania. Jim Irvine and I drove to Harrisburg, and we sat and had some meetings with leadership in both the House and the Senate of Pennsylvania. We've been pushing this, and with Tim Knight and Judson Crossland in Colorado, we're trying to get it there. And everybody that has an interest in it, certainly, we're trying to bring it wherever we can go and provide the tools that that our teachers need to protect our children.
We're coming up on the first break. Again, teachers in Ohio, can they go into the classroom armed? Is that provision there?
The way the law is written in Ohio, it's done on a grassroots basis, every school district. So the school board makes a decision first to allow firearms within a school safety zone, then second, who they're going to allow to be armed. So, yes, you can. It's a very simple procedure. It doesn't take long. And you say, yes, we're going to do it. Choose who you want to. And then Buckeye Farms Association, along with Tactical Defense Institute and John Benner, we foot the bill. We raise money, and we pay for this all to be done. We provide.
We need to say that again when we get back. You hang on. You hang on. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Second Call Defense. Sean, are you there?
Here.
Okay. All right. One thing that we didn't hear because we were going out. This training that is done for these Ohio teachers, you guys at Second Call Defense pay for that.
Well, Buckeye Firearms Association.
Okay. I knew you guys are, you're funding it, though. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yep, Buckeye Firearms Association. We raise money. We have a foundation. And the purpose of the foundation is to pay for 100% of the training. We pay for hotel rooms. We pay for the training, the best training there is anywhere at Tactical Defense Institute. And then it goes on beyond that. We also send myself as an attorney. I volunteer my time and go to school districts throughout the state of Ohio. We've traveled to Pennsylvania and other places and explain to them how it's done and how the law allows for it. I draft any documents they need. I answer any questions there is. So from start to finish, we do it. We get the permission granted. We get the teachers or the administrators, the janitors, or whoever they choose, and then we train them. And then we'll come back again next year, and we offer a level two training, which has a lot more force-on-force training. And there's force-on-force this first week, but we do it again, and it doesn't stop there. And then the school districts that want us there, we also send teams, and we go to those high schools and grade schools. And we practice, and we have and mock events at these schools where the police, the local police departments, school safety officers, and armed personnel from the school get together and they practice. And then the next thing is first aid. Everything from sucking chest wounds to tourniquet and care, and to make sure that time is a killer in more than one aspect. Obviously, with the active killer, depending upon the situation, every few seconds someone is shot. But then the next time factor we have to be very cognizant of is when someone's injured and they're bleeding. And what can we do? Because sometimes it's hours before paramedics or EMTs get there. Sometimes they want to make sure everybody's safe. And so the threat's gone. Nobody knows that but the teachers. So we give them the ability to at least stop the bleeding and give these kids a fighting chance beyond that.
So, are they getting outfitted with, like, trauma kits, military-grade trauma kits with the, you know, the chest seals, the cat tourniquets?
Chest seals and tourniquets. We provide trauma kits. We give a lot of them away, and we put them together and have a company doing it for us, and we do a lot of trauma kits at cost. And it's nice to be able to train and have someone throw in a school or a room trauma kit and say, take care of your kids. So, you know, there's different trauma kits out there, but we do provide those also. I mean, we have fire extinguishers and sprinklers throughout every school in America.
Right.
When was the last time someone died from a fire? Nobody in the last 50 years, as far as anybody can tell.
Right.
So let's put trauma kits and make sure that we're ready for whatever happens.
That's a good point, too, because the fire drill. I mean, I remember the fire drills when I was a kid. They were mind-numbingly boring. At least they didn't do them in the rain. That was nice. But
both remember the bomb shelter drills, if we want to get right down to it.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing about it was the drilling and the repetition and everything. That's what made those things work, and that's what. And what you're doing has to have that same sort of repetition for it to work, doesn't it?
Well, it is, and I mean, we all learn whether we're concealed carry firearms holders or carriers on our own. The more we practice, the more we go over things in our mind, the more we dry fire, the more we go to the range and get extra training, the more confident we become, and the more ordinary our actions in a situation like that will become. I always ask people, when was the last time you practiced making a 911 call? Then what's the purpose of the 911 call? And do you know? The purpose is to summon help, and that's it. It's not to plead your case. To say, my name is Sean Maloney, I'm located at, I was in fear for my life, and there's been a shooting, send an ambulance and police. I'm 6'2", I'm bald, and I'll be in a white T-shirt and boxer shorts in my driveway, and the area is secure. But it's not time to say, oh, my God, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Why did I have to shoot somebody? Why did I do this? And or any other number of bizarre things that I've had clients say. You know, USOB, I should have shot you again. I hope you bleed to death. And, you know, it's a reaction with all the adrenaline and the norepinephrine and everything happening to your system and your body. You have no idea what you're saying and what you're going to say. And listening to police officers this morning and John Benner speaking, you know, the police officers are advised that they don't say anything for 3, 4, 5 days. They're not required to, because it takes us that long to decompress and to start thinking rationally. And so we want to make sure that teachers, citizens, and everybody has the ability to practice and to know what to expect.
When you guys, when the school comes to you, or when the school board comes to you and says, Public school number two wants to have armed teachers in the school. When you guys go around asking for volunteers, how many hands go up?
Well,
I mean, is it a number where you look at it and say, you look at it and you feel good that they want to defend it, or I mean, is this something you have to talk them into, or how does that work out?
The best way to answer that question, and I'll get to it directly, when we first announced FASTR that we were going to do this, of course, we were mocked by some of the lamestream media.
Sure.
Nobody wanted to believe it could happen. You'll never fill a classroom of 25 people and get 25 teachers that want to do that. In the first 24 hours, we got 1,400 applications.
I remember that.
And then it didn't stop, and it hasn't stopped. We're still playing catch-up. We're training as many people as we possibly can throughout the summer. And then when we go to the schools individually, you know, the principals, the school administrators, the people that are on the Board of Education, they know who they want. They know there's a gym teacher or Mrs. Smith, the second grade teacher. They know that she has the mindset, and so they voluntarily, you know, they approach people and ask. Of course, in the state of Ohio and really in the United States, school safety and security plans aren't subject to sunshine laws. You can't find out, and you don't have a right to know what
right.
their security plans are. And so
right.
internally, they set these parameters themselves, and they pick and choose. And there has never been a school that has had a problem with the number of people. It's always limiting the people that want to be involved in this. And so, you know, if for whatever reason you're not one that is going to be carrying concealed, you might be the one that's trained in advanced first aid and in gunshot trauma, and you're going to be falling up behind with that first aid kit. And so there's something to do for everybody. And it's not the only answer. And for some school districts, that may not be right. But it should always be a consideration and part of an overall school safety plan. I had a sheriff that was in a school district with me, and they were talking about the money that they were going to spend to keep people out of school, the electronic card readers to let people in, and how they could do this. And then he said, hey, look, come on, let's go outside. So we all left the executive session, stood in the parking lot, and he said, turn around. And it was all glass. He said, any car in this parking lot is going to gain entry. You can't stop the evil from entering your school. It's up to you how you're going to deal with the evil once you know it's there. And that's probably one of the most poignant discussions and things that I've ever heard a police officer say to schools like that.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to give you my idea of what the school security program would be, and I just want to get your take on it, see how close I am to what I think about it. SecondCallDefense.org, you can go there right now and find out the 10 things you should never do after a self-defense shooting. They educate you, they'll defend you, they'll protect you. They are the last part of your self-defense kit. My guest, Sean Maloney. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, from the original lineup to the DC-3 to the Scorpion line, which is now being integrated into the Contact series. They continue to evolve with the highest grade of weapon and ammunition carriage known to man. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour is currently in Ohio teaching training teachers. I keep wanting to go teaching teachers. Training teachers how to shoot and how to defend a school is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Let me give you my version of what I would be doing if I was trying to put together a curriculum for training teachers, and you tell me what you think of it. I hear you with the first aid. And are you there? I didn't even ask if you were there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I hear you with the first aid and everything. Is there any sort of portable communications that they will have available to them to where it doesn't have to go out over the loudspeakers?
You know, all schools are different. We were in a school that, when in a situation like that, the intercom systems go on so the whole school can hear what's going on and kind
right.
of give them an idea where they are and where they're moving. In a situation like that, all of our kids and all these students have cell phones, so usually what's going to happen is nobody's going to be able to get a cell phone call up because all the lines are jammed and all the parents
right.
are finding out, and it goes on from there. But there's different systems. Some of them have radios, have portable radios. Some have the intercom systems, and some of them use, of course, different things that are related to either personal communication
or just cell phones and intercom systems. Intercom systems have been pretty effective because it gives everybody the opportunity to know where they are in the school and how things are happening. But mindset is one of the biggest things that we have to change.
Well, I mean, I would make sure they had some sort of portable communications to where it could be closed and in-house and it doesn't have to go out over the speakers. Every classroom would have one of those spring-fired emergency hammers to start breaking windows if they had to get out of there after they locked it down. And on each hallway, I would have four armed teachers, two aiming in opposite directions, because they got basically a bunch of 90-degree angles. Aren't most schools now still made out of cinder block?
Yeah,
isn't that
they
pretty
are.
Good cover?
No. One of the when you walk in, that's something the National Rifle Association has been doing with their school shield program, taking a look at schools when they've asked to see the problem areas, to see the areas that that can create threats themselves. But if you think about it, most schools still, where do you lock the door to a classroom? On the outside.
Right.
That's how you, because you're locking it up like you're locking up your house, and so you can't really effectively lock doors. And think about the thousands and thousands of dollars that there are required to change even the most simple things like door locks. And then if you start looking at school resource officers, by the time you get done paying for benefits, for insurance, and unemployment, and Social Security, you know, you're looking at $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 for school resource officers.
Right.
Well, people don't have that money in their budgets, and unfortunately, the first things that go to the wayside when they start cutting the budgets are school resource officers and things that aren't necessarily needed immediately. So, I mean, there's a lot of ideas, and everything you say is true, and people implement whatever they can, and we make
it's all based
sure
on budget.
Decided to take that step that we can
right.
give them the ability.
What about weapon choice? I mean, when they're coming to you, do you encourage them to try to all get the same kind of weapon and use a uniform type of ammo?
Well, there's a couple of different things to take into consideration, something you probably never thought of when you're thinking about weapon choice, and that's union. We have to make sure that everything is 100% voluntarily done. As soon as someone starts requiring a teacher to carry, requiring a teacher to do anything, it's
right.
not involuntary, and then all of a sudden a union will want to be a part of collective bargaining, and then everything breaks down. And we've been to CERB in Ohio on three occasions that we won each time, and they've decided, hey, this is voluntary, the teachers aren't required to do anything. But certainly, John Benner at TDI, the people, he goes in depth with firearms and whether the best to carry and when and why. Everything from, you know, the rush of adrenaline to the norepinephrine and the loss of macro or micro reflexes and safeties. And so they have a great education as to what they need and what they should be using. And, of course, training and practice is the thing. You want to be intimately familiar with whatever our firearms are in our homes or what we carry concealed if that's what we choose to do.
Right. Most of these teachers are going to carry on body. They're not going to have it hidden in a lockbox or something like that.
There is one school district that I'm aware of that have decided to use lockbox and safe. But they are turning around now because in some of the training that we do when they come back for level two training or they've been invited to training at other schools, they realize how much they're limiting themselves and how much that extra time to get to a safe or to get to a lockbox takes. And granted, concealed on the body, nobody knows it's there, and you have access to it within seconds. And there's so many different situations that'll come up where you can't even get to the lockbox, or you can't even work. And think about it, Sandy Hook, over 5 minutes before a 911 call was even made. People are trying to first save their lives and react to something, and then expect them to. Dependent upon the situation, to have to go somewhere specific, work a lock, or even a biometric safe with your fingerprints and get a firearm, often that's too much time, and sometimes it can't even be done.
Right. Is there like a hierarchy? When all of this is set up and everything, is it pretty unique to each and every school, even if it's coming out of, you've got multiple schools coming out of a school district, is everybody's plan a little unique based upon who's doing it and what the makeup is and everything?
Well, you know, and that's such a good point. Every school is different. Every school, every principal, superintendent, they're all different. They all have their different thoughts. So they are unique in their own special ways. Rock Hill School District. Normally, I don't mention school districts because it's up to them if they want to mention it or not.
Right.
Rock Hill School District in Ohio, they decided that the whole world was going to know that they armed their teachers. And they put signs up and said we're armed, and they regularly speak out on that. And they had some training within their own schools. And they have a kind of a campus system in the mountains, of Ohio, along the river. Police are a long time, 40, 45 minutes away. And so they have their own setups, their own programs, and that changes from school to school based on the personnel, based on their abilities and where they are. So everything's a little bit different. Yeah, we'll have the same basic framework that John Benner put together at TDI from his years of experience, and it's a continuing learning process for everybody. And then it just kind of gets tweaked and customized into wherever that program goes, because it's all going to be different. We have school districts that have parents that volunteer. The teachers, retired sheriffs, deputies are also involved. We have other school districts where only administrators carry. They don't task the teacher with that, with some union problems and things that they decided. So it's the principals. It's somebody that aren't connected with the collective bargaining system. So that's different for that reason. So it's never the same. And nobody ever knows who's carrying it. What's nice is you can have a group of teachers sitting at a table eating lunch and nobody knows. And there's some people that have no idea that isn't even being done in their school.
I want to come up there and do, I want to run through the drills with them and just see for myself. And I want them to know that I'm not one of them. That kind of thing. But, you and I have talked about that kind of thing, but I find this whole, that putting up the signage. And we're going into the last break, but that putting up the signage, that's a little bit like nailing a dead crow to the scarecrow, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know what? And that's what's so great about concealed carry and why crime goes down and when it's been adopted, is because then nobody really knows. And then all of a sudden, if these people are actively searching for victim zones and allegedly gun-free zones, it's not here, but move on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the specter of it all, isn't it? That specter of meeting the second gun prior to their fantasy coming true.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Secondcalldefense.org. Promo code lock and load gets you the first month for free. This is the final tool in your self-defense toolbox. This is the one you can't provide. You've done everything else. You need to go ahead and take care of that. Available in all 50 states. They'll cover you in certain places going out of the country. Unbelievable service they give you. Check them out. My guest, Sean Maloney, one last time. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, I keep hearing from the government that, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Lifetime warranty. That's it. This is the only holster I carry. Sometimes I buy guns that they don't make a holster for yet, and that, then I cry for a bit. And then I wait. But that lifetime warranty goes a long way. Do something that is basically indestructible. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense. Where with promo code at secondcalldefense.org, everything is spelled out, by the way, all words, not 2-N-D, S-E-C-O-N-D, Call Defense. Promo code Lock and Load gets you your first month for free, which is, you know, you need this as your final piece of piece in your self-defense toolkit. But, you know, my guest is not content to just be out there and be a lawyer. He's also a trainer of sorts, or a facilitator, if you will. That is Sean Maloney, training teachers right now in Ohio. So after it's all said and done, how many of these class seminars has Buckeye Firearms paid for? How many teachers do you think you guys have trained up to this point?
I believe the number is somewhere around 400 to 500. That we've trained. We also have Chris Serino, who does it across the state, that does it also, that uses John Benner's training program. And there's also multiple, you know, maybe 100 school districts that have went in locally and got their own training and set their own up. Certainly, we're not the only game in town, and a lot of people do this on their own or with different means. But if anybody out there listening to us is interested, go to FasterSavesLives.org. And you'll see our Faster web page or BuckeyeFirearms.org. And you'll get all the information you need on that. And certainly the National Rifle Association with their school shield program, they have assets out there for you to take a look at. So nobody's putting their head in the sand anymore on this, Bill. And it's important to realize that ignoring it and hoping that it's not going to happen doesn't work. And I will tell you, it will happen again.
Oh, no doubt about it.
It will.
But it probably won't happen in Ohio.
Well,
not in certain school districts in Ohio.
It certainly
it's worth a second thought.
Well, I mean, I see certain states. Arkansas is going in this direction. Ohio is going in this direction.
Utah's been there for quite a while.
Yeah, and, Utah. You
know,
I mean,
and all the horror stories that and the what ifs that people try to make up from the other side to say that this is so dangerous. We don't want our school teachers to be police officers, or they're not. The stories don't happen. The stolen guns, the fights, and those things just don't happen, just like they don't happen for concealed carry anywhere. So it's important. And I also wanted to point out that when anybody signs up for secondcalldefense.org, they're going to get their membership kit, and like you said, they're going to get a check if they use Lock and Load to pay for their first month at whatever level they decide to use. And folks, take the opportunity and get on secondcalldefense.org. There's a ton of information on there that will educate you. And we have other things that you can sign up for newsletters, because it's all about the education and making sure you know what you need and you're protected after you use a firearm in self-defense. It doesn't stop there. When someone's been shot, there's going to be a criminal investigation. Whether you're a good guy or not, they have to investigate. If someone dies, it's a homicide, so there will be an investigation. The prosecutor will look at things. At this point in time, you can't rely on the fact that you're the good guy with a firearm or the good guy with a gun. You want to make sure that you have someone fighting for you right from the beginning to make sure that the proper things are happening. Because, look, we're good guys with guns. We don't purposely do anything. But sometimes we just don't know the rules. And so we want to make sure that we have some kind of protection there. And this is why this was all started, because myself as a concealed carry holder, as an NRA instructor, teaching a class one day and going over the legal aspects of carrying concealed in Ohio, I said to myself, who am I going to call? And if a criminal defense attorney of some 23 or 4 years asks themselves that question, something needs to be done.
Yeah. And one thing that I want to mention that definitely separates you guys from the rest of the herd, the two things that you fund, one, the bail. Clients of Second Call Defense are not sitting around languishing in jail because their bail is paid. They get out and the legal defense begins, and it's better, easier on you. You've already got a couple of things going on in your head. Being in jail is not going to help things much.
Exactly.
And then they address the other thing, which is the psychological impact of what you just did, because there is some. And they help you out with that, with some counseling and some other things. Those two things are gigantic.
And Bill, we never know how we're going to react. We can try to be a tough person. We've trained, and we know we're going to be all right. But the PTSD that our heroes come home with, we don't know how we're going to react.
Yep.
And John Benner this morning, when he was speaking with teachers, and the police officers that are in the room to help train these teachers, they make sure that everybody understands that, you know, you need psychological help and you need it immediately. Because even a police officer, the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to get the psychological help first and foremost before anybody tries to talk to them about what just happened. And
yeah.
So that's important. And I'm glad you recognize that, because too many people kind of walk over that step and think, well, I'm going to be all right. Well, geez, you just took another human life, or you just shot somebody. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's the 14-year-old next door who's suddenly addicted to heroin. We
yep.
don't know, but we need to make sure we take care of ourselves first.
It's well, I mean, if you're shooting somebody indoors, you've got so many physical things happening after that first shot. You've got so many psychological things after the shooting stops. And it takes a moment for all of it to sort itself out. But, I mean, there's going to be some vomiting and some shock, and that's in the best-case scenario for the shooter.
Absolutely, so. And I've had many clients on the stand that have brandished and have been arrested for brandishing. And, you know, unfortunately, even when you say gun or touch a gun, sometimes you need help.
Yep.
Well, the bad guy made the first phone call, and so my client is now been charged with felonious assault for brandishing. One of the first questions on the stand. Could you tell me a little bit about what happened to you physically? Well, what do you mean? Did you urinate yourself? Well, yeah, they do. People don't understand that. That's how real it is to these people.
Yeah. Well,
So, none of us are prepared to go through with what a lot of us can't even imagine is going to happen.
One question I want to ask you, and when you're talking about the teachers can't be cops, and we're going to run out of time again. I mean, this is just something that could go on and on. The teachers don't have to be cops because they're not cops. They don't have to worry about Mirandizing anybody
right.
or anything like that. In the event of an active shooter with the teachers that you guys train, when somebody's coming down the hallway with an armed hallway with Buckeye Firearms Association trained teachers, Are they going completely offensive? I don't think at that particular point with somebody indoors with me, with children, that I'm going to take too much time and go, get on the ground. I think I'm going to put them on the ground. Did they go completely offensive at that time?
Yeah, and that's just what was part of the mindset training, because when these people are there, and it's not hard to identify who that active shooter is, and that's what John just spoke to these people about. We're not hollering commands. We're not saying to get down. We're ending it right there and then, because
right.
they're going to end it. These people, they don't deserve any warnings whatsoever. And plus, when you warn somebody like that, you're putting yourself in a position that you're going to die also. And so certainly when that's happening, there's no warning needed. They're there for one purpose, and you stop the threat.
I like it. I just like it. I got to get up there. You know, I checked the other day. It's only a seven-hour drive up there, huh?
And when we'll have a hotel for you. When we're thinking about the active shooter, they don't ambush anybody.
No.
They're not out to hunt on anybody. They don't set up. They don't actively go after you. They're there for one purpose, and that's a numbers game.
Right.
So far, what experience has taught us is that they're going to commit suicide whenever they're confronted with anything. But you can't rely on that. So far, that's statistically what's happened. And so, that, you know, they don't have to be police officers, and they're not tactically going through a school building. They're responding to a threat that's right in front of them immediately. And that's what people need to understand. It makes it a lot easier.
I would think that's a position of strength, shooting from a doorway at an angle. I would think that has to be a position of strength. Good cover.
Oh, absolutely.
Good vantage point, good vision. I mean, and if you got somebody on the opposite side of the hallway, you got your field of fire, he's got his. Right kind of ammo, fragments if you miss on a cinder block wall.
And then
win-win.
We need to have a show on mindset, because if you think about what we've trained, and we're raising generations and generations of cowards, because if my son is attacked in high school and he fights back, he's suspended also. And if you look at what happened at Virginia Tech, people basically sat, waited their turn to be shot, and we got to fight back. Alice training isn't perfect, but at least we're not cowering under a desk, and
right.
we're fighting back. And so that's the most important thing with mindset. We got to fight back. You got to make a decision to protect your kids and to protect yourself.
Roger that. I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you for joining me, sir. We will do this again very shortly. You have a good day training those teachers. Give my best to Mr. Knight and all the trainers up there. We're going to do this again in 22 hours. Tomorrow on the show, Eric Utrecht. We're going to talk about border security. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.